Hi, Pete.
Yes, Oliver, what can we do for you?
Sorry about my phone battery died a moment ago, and I heard you obviously on the air saying that you tried to ring back a couple of times. Apologies for that.
Don't worry, mate.
Yeah, it was just me and my partner had our wedding booked in a hotel. Obviously, I know I'm not allowed to mention the name of the hotel in Liverpool, albeit it's a big branded establishment.
Mm-hmm.
And the day before it was meant to happen, the registrar that was taking care of the ceremony, shall we say, cancelled it.
Right.
Because we're a gay couple, we had family. That's important. But we had family and friends come from everywhere. Even my partner Gareth, his family traveled over from Portugal and everything.
So you're telling me he cancelled, or they cancelled because that you're gay?
Yes.
Did they actually say that?
Not in so many words, but the registrar, as it were, refused to do commence a ceremony in a civil partnership, if you like.
And were you there when he said that?
It was the hotel that informed us the day before.
Oh, right. So it's not the hotel's fault, then. It's the registrar.
Well, if it's
the register, it's not the hotel's fault, is it?
We're trying to get sense. It's not so much robbing Peter to pay Paul, but everyone's passing the book and you get no sense off anybody.
Right, well, let's recap what you said. According to you, you said that the registrar refused to do the wedding, so it's not surely the hotel's fault. It's the register.
You can't blame the hotel 100%. However, when we booked the arrangements and everything was paid for, the rooms were paid for,
Did you tell them you were a gay couple?
Oh, clearly.
So there was no problem at all there, then?
No, that's why, obviously, we're struggling now to get the money back. The money's not the important thing. The important thing is that the day was ruined. And, you know, just for friends and family, for us two as well.
So you never got married?
No.
All because of a registrar?
Yes.
Well, if it was me, Oliver, I would get straight onto the Echo tomorrow. I'm trying to think of the number of the news desk. 2000, something. I've had a mental block with it. I would say that's a front page.
We don't want to cause any embarrassment.
Well, no, you should cause some embarrassment if your day has been ruined because you found somebody you want to commit to. You know, you should absolutely go for it. I would ring the news desk of the Echo and I would tell them the story. They will then do the investigation. They will try and find out exactly who it was and whose fault it was, and I would go for them. And you can sue them, the people that were involved, and you can get your money back that way. And I think it's against the law.
Well, I don't know that, but we haven't involved solicitors as yet, but that would be our
I wouldn't involve solicitors. I'd go to the papers first. Seriously, go to the papers, because then you've got the story. They'll do all the work for you. They will jump at the Echo will jump at that because they don't like injustice like that. Now, in this day and age, you can't do it. But if the fact is that the registrar refused to marry you because of a gay couple, and in my humble opinion, he shouldn't be a registrar, and you should have been told a long time ago. How long has it been booked?
It was booked 7 months before.
Well, I think that's absolutely disgraceful and absolutely disgraceful.
And we only found out the day before.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's disgraceful. You know, if they'd have rung you a couple of months and said, excuse me, we've got a problem here, the registrar won't marry you because you're a gay couple, then you've got something you can argue about, something you can fight about, and something you can get your money back on.
The venue, at least. My partner's family, they were already checked into the hotel because some of them live in Portugal. So they'd come over for a week.
Right. But let me tell you now, I've just asked Jonathan, please don't mention the name, but I've asked Jonathan the name of the hotel and he's told me. And I'm telling you now, I know everybody involved with that hotel, and I promise you faithfully, it ain't the hotel's fault in any shape or form.
I wouldn't mention the hotel.
No, but I'm telling you, I know the people, and I know some of the people that work there. I know the promotion people, and there's no way on this earth they would do that. So it's definitely got to be down to the registrar.
I mean, we don't get me wrong, we've had apologies, but in relation to, it's not even getting the money back, Peter, it's just the upset.
But why didn't you get your own registrar, or was that part of the deal?
No, they do everything for you, don't they?
Right, I see. Right.
They're like a wedding coordinator or an organiser, and they do everything for you. So, I mean, obviously the establishment we're talking about is nice. We've used it many a times, and it come out to say out of the blue is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think about the papers yourself?
I'd go to the papers. Oh, I'd go straight to the papers. I would go straight to the papers. I think it's a hell of a story. I would want satisfaction, and I would ring the papers without any shadow of a doubt. I actually know a couple of the PR people that work for that organisation, and as I say, we're not going to mention the name, and they will be, I'm absolutely sure, will be appalled at that.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's shocking. It really is. I mean, we still went on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Albeit, it wasn't a honeymoon. Basically, it was just a holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense. But it was just a whole disaster. I mean, it cost, basically, the best part of £15,000, because we paid for... obviously, my partner's family to come over, the hotel rooms, and as I say, we work very hard for the lifestyle and the way we wish to live. And then the day before, bump.
Well, I'm absolutely amazed. Absolutely amazed.